David.
Yeah, I'm not, I guess I'm not for or against this. In general, I'm against more bureaucracy and more restrictions. And I am a little bit alarmed that basically we're trying the case in the press. And people are getting squeamish because they don't like the press they get in. I mean, the first casualty of war is truth. And there's no doubt about what I've read in the press in the last month that truth has gone right out the window here for both the proponents and opponents of open and the closed areas. There's statements not supported by facts being made on a wholesale basis. And so I hope, Andy, that your analysis will get at that issue and be done on an area-by-area basis. In other words, there's, appears to be some evidence that may be brought forward that there are larger fish in the Cache's Ledge closed area. That may or may not be true until we look at the evidence, but the fact is that the Cache's, the area that those fish came from is still closed. It's not part of this proposed opening. And I'm a little bit irritated to read that, oh, we're going to open the kelp forests on Ammon Rock to trawling, as an example. Contrarily, in work I did with Hunt Howell in the Western Gulf of Maine closed area showed that the fish inside the closed area were smaller than the fish outside it, the cod, on average. So, we're going to have to weigh this, to my way of thinking, on an area-by-area basis and analyze each area and each collection of species that's in the area that's proposed to be opened and then decide how to proceed forward on an area-by-area basis. My question, I guess, after all this is that, in fact, how you're trying to do the analysis? Are you looking at each area individually and what papers are available for that particular area, and then, or are you just analyzing the overall amalgamated suite of areas proposed for opening and working from that?